This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm your host, Paul Esposito. God bless you. Hope you're having a wonderful day here today. I thank you for having WGOD Radio tuned in today, no matter where you are on your way to work. Maybe you're at home, maybe you're streaming this, or maybe you're on your way home at night, because this program is rebroadcast at 8:45 p.m. on WMIE's radio, as well as podcast around the world. And I'm just so grateful you've taken the time to tune in. What you're going to hear today is part two of a sermon I preached just last weekend at Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled Moses and the Burning Bush. Really, what we're looking at here is we run face to face into the holiness of God. We see Moses approaching the burning bush. We see God waiting for Moses to stop what he's doing and to go and look and see. And the burning bush represents the presence of God. Moses stops, turns around, and looks at the burning bush. And it says that once God saw that Moses turned to look, then God spoke to Moses. It's the same way with you and I. Now, burning bush experiences are very rare. Are you in the middle of one right now? Is the presence of God somewhere in your life? Maybe somewhere right behind you? Maybe right beside you? Maybe with a family member? I encourage you to go and check out, to stop what you're doing. Drop everything that you have and go to the presence of God in your life. This is part two of this message now, the burning bush. We've got one more part tomorrow where we're going to look at tomorrow the holiness of God. God says, take the shoes off of your feet because the place that you stand is holy ground. That's where we're at. This is part two of the message, Moses and the Burning Bush. Enjoy this message now.
Once again, we see the truth that God is able to even take our sins and missteps and cause good to come out of them. This happens every time with God. This was Moses' sin that drove him out of Egypt into Midian. And God was able to take even his sin and to turn it around for good. You know, some of the greatest things that have happened to me in my life and in ministry have been because of the grace of God and the mercy of God, who forgive me of all my sins and had grace on me in spite of myself and has done great things. How about you? Can you say that? Has God been merciful to you maybe when you didn't deserve his mercy? Now let's pick it up. Verse 23 of Exodus chapter 2. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of their bondage, and they cried out. Their cry came up to God because of their bondage. So God heard their groaning. God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. Now there's four things the text says that God did. The first thing is, God heard. That is, he heard their cry. He heard their cry for help. Same as all you mothers out here today on Mother's Day. Upon hearing the cries of your children, Immediately you come to the rescue. How many mothers out here have ever slept with an eye open? All right, two? Or with an ear open? How much more does God do that with us? Number two, it says that God remembered. He remembered his covenant with Abraham. God told Abraham, look now toward heaven, count all the stars if you're able to number them all. And he said, so shall your descendants be. You see, when God makes a promise, he keeps it. Like, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, or the end of the world. God keeps his covenant. He keeps his covenant that he makes with you. Look up this word covenant. The word means agreement. Like this. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now there's an agreement that God has made with himself. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. That's an agreement. And since God could swear by no one greater, he swears by himself. Raises his right hand and says, I swear to watch out over you. That's his agreement. He's made it with himself. God remembers. Notice these promises, which I'll call covenant, reach all the way to the end of the world or to the end of your life, whatever comes first. God remembers his covenant, his agreement with you. That is, if you walk with him, and if you obey his commandments, and if you do what he says, that there's no stopping you, the child of God. There's no stopping you. You see, now perhaps you are the one who's broken an agreement. For instance, this country, the United States of America, has broken an agreement, or covenant, if you like, with our Creator. And here's what it is right here. Notice it starts with the word if. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin and heal their land. Verse 15, it says, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive, same as the mother. My eyes will be open, my ears attentive to prayers made in this place. See, this country's broken an agreement that we had with God. Amen to that. We've broken the agreement. God's no glutton for punishment. We've got to make things right. This is a promise. If and then. If we do this, then God will do that. Agreements are between two people. Obedience is what's required on your part. So, God heard. God remembered. The third thing says God looked. He looked at the children of Israel. Let me read this verse to you, 2 Chronicles 16:9. It's not on the handout. This one just came to me this morning. 2 Chronicles 16:9, it says this. It says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole world, the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. I like that. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole world. So God heard, God remembered, God looked. Number four is God acknowledged. God acknowledged them. And likewise, he acknowledges you once you receive his son, Jesus Christ. Once you acknowledge him. Once you acknowledge him, he acknowledges you. Where's that in the Bible? Matthew 10:32. Whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father and before his angels up in heaven. Imagine that. How many people here acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord? Please raise your hand. He acknowledges you. He acknowledges you before the throne of God. What's he doing right now? He's acknowledging you before his Father up in heaven. That is pretty cool, if you ask me. This Paul Esposito, He is mine. I acknowledge him. That man is mine. Maybe that explains why the devil dogs me all the time. Maybe that explains why the devil dogs you all the time. What did he say about Job? He said, man, it's not fair. You got a hedge of protection around this guy. I can't do nothing to him. And he's got one around you. Don't you think the devil would have taken you out a long time ago if he could have? Well, aren't you just a friend of the devil? No, God's got his protection over you. God's acknowledging you. Paul said, what shall we say to all these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Man, God is on your side. God acknowledges you. Okay, let's move on to this burning bush. Chapter 3. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Anyone ever been to Horeb, by the way? Ron, you've been there, right? Horeb? I heard like helicopters fly over it and there's still like black marks on the top of it. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. All right, verse 2. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why this bush does not burn. So God called, and Moses said, no. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him, not on his cell phone either. God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Now notice this. First off, Moses made the decision to stop and turn aside and look and see what it was. Secondly, notice how God waits for Moses to move. If I could give you some personal application here, it would be this. Is there a burning bush somewhere in your life? Now, the burning bush is the presence of God. Okay? God waits for you to stop what you're doing, turn back, and look. Is God working in your life in a particular place? Or better yet, does he want to work in a particular place and he's burning somewhere and he's waiting on you to stop what you're doing and turn around and go to where the presence of God is dealing in your life? Maybe God's working on a family member.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.